This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hi and howdy doody. I am the Celebrity Medium back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only asterisk, other asterisk that I know of, show anywhere that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Yes, the legal department contacted me and said, put in a disclaimer. So I did. Anyway, I've got some updates on stories we've been following for a while, some new stuff, some stuff that has come completely out of the blue, which I always enjoy because I like it when stuff is wacky. Rumors are growing that the feud, and I put that in quotes, between Professor Stephen Hawking and baseball legend Babe Ruth is a publicity stunt. Now that word has come out, and Hawking has invited Ruth to come on his show as a guest in the near future. If you listen to the show, you know that Babe Ruth was a morning drive shock jock on radio station Heaven 107, and he kind of softened up the show, and his audience kind of evaporated, and he got fired. And management offered the job to Stephen Hawking, who I'm told is doing a fine job in his own style. And then Ruth started insulting Hawking about it, although claiming he'd never heard Hawking's show at the same time. Well, some are suggesting that the two put the fake fight together to lead up to Ruth returning to the show as co-host with Hawking. Now, I've worked at radio, obviously, on the earthly plane, and I know that kind of thing has been done here in the past, but since I'm not in the afterlife, therefore I haven't heard Hawking's show, I really can't express an opinion. While Hawking inviting Ruth on the show after what's been said between them does make me wonder if the rumors about it all being a publicity stunt are true, though. I'm just taking a wait-and-see attitude. As I get information about it, I'll kind of evaluate and let you know what I think. And let's just sit back and let it play out and see what happens. Shall we? Actor and little person Jerry Marin is reportedly very upset over having found out that someone has been impersonating him in the next world for years now. Marin just recently arrived there, and he was shocked to learn that his doppelganger had greeted fellow little person Vern Troyer, remember Mini-Me? That's him, when he arrived and offered to mentor him. But Marin told the reporter he worked very hard and had to overcome the difficulties associated with being small over the years. He doesn't appreciate someone stealing his identity, which, you know, understandable. He was one of the original, he was one of the Munchkins in the Wizard of Oz movie. He was the last surviving Munchkin, actually. Asked by a reporter if he'd like to have a word with his clone, Marin said, quote, "That's not all I'd like to do to him," unquote. Here's a weird twist. Famous 19th century promoter P.T. Barnum, who recently added an arena onto his giant circus tent-shaped restaurant, immediately put out a press release announcing he would be more than happy to promote a fight between Marin and his imposter. As of now, I have no word about what the two men think about that. Leave it to Barnum to jump in, man. If he sees something you can, you know, promote and make a buck off of, although there's no money in the afterlife, he's right there, same as always. Rumors are flying around the next world, according to what I'm told, that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his significant other, Adolf Hitler, have gotten married in a secret ceremony, and that the two immediately adopted a black boy and an Asian girl, as they recently said they would. Now, both of those things, both the marriage and the double adoption, are unconfirmed at this point, however, although there are people who say they were witnesses to it. Well, the marriage, anyway, the wedding, not necessarily the adoption. But this is a really, really interesting story, and I have my sources diligently trying to find out whether either or both of the rumors are true. Of course I will tell you the second I know anything about it, but it's just a fascinating story to me how two people so very different could end up together. I wish them nothing but the best. And I certainly hope that if they have adopted, that turns out well for them as well as the children. A groundbreaking ceremony for the new Disney theme park in the next world was held the other day. Now, strangely, this is going to be the first Disney theme park in the next world, even though Walt Disney has been there for several decades now. I don't know why he never tried to start one before, but they're working on one now. According to my sources, there was no sign of the former animosity between Walt Disney and Steve Jobs, who were the joint heads of the project. They were not getting along, an emphasis on the very much not. The event was closed to the public, with only Disney, Jobs, and some of the staffers of the project on hand, of course, along with the press. But outside the perimeter, a few protesters were present, carrying signs and shouting slogans that Donald Trump should be included in the Hall of Human Greatness. Now, the Hall of Human Greatness, from what I understand, is going to be similar to the Hall of Presidents in Disneyland and Disney World, but it's going to celebrate great people, not necessarily presidents, but great people all throughout human history in audio-animatronic form. Jobs recently scoffed, to say the least, at the suggestion that he include Trump among the figures that will be in the hall. And one of my sources said that Donald Trump's father, Fred, was at the protest, although I haven't gotten that confirmed by a second source. But wherever there's kind of, you know what, being stirred in the afterlife, you can probably guess, or you could bet, that Fred Trump will be involved in it. That's just kind of the way that guy is. Okay, that's going to do it for me for this week's edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the meantime, would you tell everyone you know, meet, hear of, see on television, that the report is available on iTunes. It's available in the Google Play Store. It is available on iTunes, and most importantly, it is available on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630 in the Los Angeles area, where it is heard Mondays at 1 o'clock as part of a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. As always, I thank you so much for listening to the show. See you next week. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.